You know, Kevin Turner is a producer of a very successful radio show in a top five market. And if you're going to be, you know, a producer like that and have your own segment, you should probably be in here when the segment starts. I'm just saying.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Kevin.
Oh.
Where you been?
Man, so like...
I missed you.
Putting the... pull the curtains back. Man, putting the tees in the way we do it now sucks.
Oh, it's tough.
No. Yeah. Well, people love hearing about this stuff.
I'm just saying.
Kevin Turner has...
A lot of weird changes happening around here.
He's just saying. No, Kevin Turner has a lot of different jobs to do, and that list is always even expanding. But before we move on, KT, you have... I don't know if it's kind of a list of grievances or... You really just want to say some things about some things, and so I'm just saying, you can take it.
Today I walked into the show prep meeting, and I said, hey guys, I'm just saying.
Tell us what you're thinking.
And it spun off into the new Ben and Skin show segment. Hey, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the U.S. Open happened. Gary Woodland is your winner. He ended up at minus 13. So we talked about this on Thursday. We were mixing with the G-Bag Nation.
Yes.
Do you guys remember when we mixed with the G-Bag Nation?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, Thursday, live from Windstar?
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened in case you missed
good,
it.
Good.
Number 40.
Oh. Should just play this song.
I didn't know. Number 40.
I didn't know we had audio here.
Now, KT, as our golf insider, I feel like I got to ask you a couple of U.S. Open questions.
Yeah. Time out.
Yeah.
You're calling KT your golf insider, but you had TV Tim on today.
Well, yeah, we got multiple insiders. It's like when we have Mike Fisher and
Mickey.
Okay. Brought us.
KT, yeah. Let me just ask and continue this 20-second timeout. KT, are you offended by that?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, as you guys know, I've become more of a non-sports guy. You know, I'm kind of like the news pop culture beat guy now.
Guys, timeout's over. Get back on the floor. General, it's your show again.
Okay. Really? Back to KT for his estimation of the winning score. Sunday afternoon, what's it going to take?
I think we're going to be looking at getting to probably 12 to 14 under. Is that an okay answer?
Wow.
I've looked at the weather, and it doesn't look like the wind is going to be too much of a factor this weekend, and that's kind of what you always have to prepare for at Pebble Beach.
Tim Matthews says you're crazy.
He thinks around four. He thinks you're going to make the course so hard that it's going to bring the group back under par.
That's what I think.
Well, I mean, he would know because his real job is not to do a radio show from 3 to 7.
All right. So yesterday's winner of the U.S. Open, Gary Woodland at 13 under.
Oh!
Right in between the 12 to 14 under window that I promised
TV
you.
TV Tim nailed it.
Time after time after time, I'm correct. It happens every time. It's amazing.
You're just
saying. Raptors are going to win game one of the finals. Packers beat the Cowboys in the playoff game 34-31. I don't miss.
Ever.
I don't miss.
Are you just saying?
It's just like, when am I going to be taken seriously?
Never.
By the patrons of DFW? Because I'm just saying, guys.
Patrons of DFW?
I'm just saying, guys. Never lost.
Wow.
Never lost.
Wow.
I'm drunk, I'm stupid, and I'm a Pats fan.
That was really strong.
If you don't believe me, guys.
He was right once.
I mean, there's all the times I was right.
Nah, there's no proof of that. There's no proof of any other time.
Hey, Mr. Bucks in 5, I told you it was going to be Raptors in 7.
There's never been any... You said Bucks in 7.
Yeah, that's
there's never been any other time where he's been right and he doesn't have any proof.
Right.
Or does he?
February 6th, we did our 2019 Ben and Skin Show sports predictions.
What are you saying?
This is my number one... My number one sports prediction of 2019 given to you and the Tolos on February 6th. Let's go back 5 months, boys.
Kevin, what's your number one?
Well, I feel confident about this, guys. The Paul McCartney concert leaves a lasting imprint on the Globe Life Park outfield grass.
Oh! That is...
What?
That's it, huh?
What?
Okay, so the Paul McCartney concert's happening before the season starts?
No, it's in June.
It's in the middle of the season.
Yeah, and the stage is in center field.
And they're just like, screw it, we'll trash this. It's our last year here. We don't
know. Burn it down!
Wow. Okay.
You guys know, I mean, they put a fake golf course out there and it left it in front.
They did.
I can't wait to listen to the fan while muting and watching the Rangers game tonight on TV to see if that stage has left an imprint in center field.
So do you think that's the case? Does anybody have any advance word?
I'm just saying. I spoke to somebody earlier. I have not had confirmation. I'm just saying. I spoke to somebody who said that the crowd wasn't kind to the outfield grass.
Really?
It was a little bit damp. But I don't know. I haven't seen it with my own eyes, nor had this person. This person was talking to another person. So it was playing the telephone game, you know, like the tomato cans all tied together with a piece of yarn.
Well,
is that how you play that game?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a piece
of string. Hands were tied together?
So here's what happened. All those trees were uprooted last week because of the high winds combined with the soft ground, the wet ground because of all the rain. So if that's the condition that the field was in, is all those drunks went out there and rushed center field to be with Paul McCartney, KT might be right.
We'll find out.
I'm not even drunk.
We'll find out
tonight because I'm sure we'll be able to tell on television if it's been beat up, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or ask Jared Sandler at 6:15.
Oh, yes.
Look
yes.
down there.
Now the premise.
Oh, we're backpedaling.
When I made that my sports prediction, my premise was the Topgolf setup or whatever from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When they did a little bit in the off season where you could hit from the stands onto a fake golf course, and sure enough, in July, you're kind of getting some of that, par three layout. So yeah, 2 for 2, guys. I'm just saying.
Ben, are you saying anything?
Well, guys, I had fish come after me on social media. I'm just saying.
I saw this.
It was not what I was expecting to see on Father's Day.
What?
I thought it was a great battle of the dads.
How did you guys think? What did you guys think happened?
I really didn't know where it started. It was one of those things where I saw your tweet that had the word BS in it, and then I had to go to show thread. So, like, I immediately saw the fireworks before I saw the buildup to the fireworks.
Yeah.
Like watching a movie in reverse. You never really know what's happening.
Right.
To me, it was like a reverse sear.
The reverse sear is the only way to cook a steak.
Because I did see, like KT, the finished product before the buildup.
Right.
So, I was an after-the-fact gawker, but I was very, very concerned about the future of y'all's relationship.
We're good. No,
doesn't
we're
sound
good.
Like it.
No, we're more than good.
Are
we're
you
good.
Saying that?
I'm saying, though. See, I'm saying, though, is a separate segment I'm going to be doing.
Yeah.
I'm saying, though.
You told him he could take that BS somewhere else.
Yeah. And
away from Twitter.
And I'll do it again. And here's what happened. We had a semantical issue, okay. Right? I think what happened is, you know, Fish is kind of the media sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Fish just wants to, you know, rule from the judge's bench and on all media issues.
Watchdog.
And so somebody had tweeted me or had tweeted something about Patrick Beverley.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And their point was, hey, Mavs need to go after Patrick Beverley first thing as soon as the bell rings, go get him. I wasn't endorsing that tweet.
Mm-hmm.
All I said was, yes, the Mavericks, I believe it's a priority for the Mavericks to, you know, to look at Pat Beverley or something like that, paraphrasing. But the idea is the Mavericks desperately need defense. They desperately need people who care about defense. They desperately need those people to not need the ball in their hands all the time. They need grittiness. They need toughness. And so Patrick Beverley has all those things. They're going to have to overpay to get him. But I do know that there's interest, and I've talked to players. I know players are interested. I know people in the organization are interested. I know there's a definite interest in Pat Beverley, but I by no means was saying they rank him higher than Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
I was not saying they think he's better than KD
right.
or Clay.
Right.
And so Fish was being super literal going, wait, you're saying that's their first priority? I was like, what are we talking about? What? Why would anybody ever think I was saying that was their top priority? And then later when I talked to Fish, he goes, yeah, but you retweeted this guy that said, I go, Fish, I can only be responsible for my own words.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, that's a good point. And so we I'm just saying, it's all good.
Wait, what
just
are you saying?
I'm just saying it's all good now, and I love Fish, and we're good. There's no real drama there. I'm just saying, though.
Seems like there's drama, though. Because I went back and I looked at the tweets. What did you see, Kevin?
Oh, is there more?
No, I'm just saying, like, what I saw.
What are you saying?
So I saw what happened is Fish was doing the whole first option. Is there a difference between first option and first target?
A top priority.
First priority,
a
first option.
Top priority.
Priority and option.
A priority just means they're prioritizing this thing. Doesn't mean that when you power rank the items, this is the most important item.
And
like I saw a Mavs dry erase board. It said Patrick Beverley at the top, and then Kawhi number 2. It's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a priority.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying, though. I'm saying. And you I'm just saying there's interest.
And you told him to go somewhere else with that BS.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
But you said that you have a double insider like you to let you know when your sources are wrong.
Can we say double insider on the air?
We got 7 minutes. Because you said...
Underrated line.
You have a double insider just like Fish does?
Makes me tense up every time.
I'm just saying.
Check your panties.
So if you guys have double insiders, does anyone have a triple insider?
I'm just saying that... I'm just saying that... Don't be too literal.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You don't, I'm just saying, you don't have to dig in like that. You don't have to take me to task on... It's a priority to the organization.
You're saying that
you have to take me to media court over this. Just read it and you understand I'm saying it's a priority for them to have toughness and defensive-minded players, and they like Pat Beverly.
Yeah.
I've had multiple people tell me that.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
I'm not saying he was confused as if he said, wait a second, you're saying that that's their number one target?
Uh-huh.
No. No. I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying that no one in America had Pat Beverly to the Mavs before this show.
That's right.
You're just saying.
That's exactly right. Yeah, no doubt.
I had it in February.
Thank you.
Yeah.
February.
But having said that, Ben, they're going to sign Kemba Walker to a max contract if he wants to come here.
And then they can't get him.
And then they can't get
him. But based on you dropping that nugget in my melon, I started asking players. I started asking people about it, and they love him.
There's a lot of people that love him. There's some people that don't.
Yeah.
But there's enough. I mean, this is why I always have, if we're going to talk about this, this is why I always have a problem with saying the Mavericks think this.
Right.
Or the Cowboys think this. Dude, do you guys think the Cowboys had uniform thought on Tony Romo?
No.
The Cowboys didn't think this about Tony Romo. Right. Steven thought something. Jason thought something. Jerry thought something. Will thought something. And it
That's
wasn't all
Dak ran into the fourth round.
And it wasn't all the same thing. And the same thing is true with the Mavericks. Donnie thinks something. Tony thinks something. Rick thinks something. Mark thinks something. And it may or may not all be the same thing. So when everyone starts correcting everybody else on what they're saying... You don't know who someone's talked to and who they haven't talked to.
You're just saying that.
I'm just saying.
Are you just saying?
I'm just saying.
So did you have a problem with what I tweeted?
No, not at all.
I think for you to tell...
Here's what I tweeted.
Fish Sports to take that BS somewhere else.
Here's what I tweeted.
It's a little far.
Mavs desperately need his toughness and defense. Need that edge. Would bet any amount of money that he's a top priority for them. Not a big name, but suits their needs perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I have no problem with any.
What is the problem with that tweet?
I don't have any problem.
I'm just saying.
Are you? I'm saying I don't have any problem with that tweet.
Now, the top priority or a top priority?
A. Let's talk about the difference
in
the
noun.
I thought
you took it too far with fish, man.
Let's talk about the difference in the noun determiners. A and or the 877-881-1053.
I'm just saying I love sports.
Thank you. And I love you, fish.